It's time for the Open Mic Podcast with your host, Brett Allen. Broadcasting live from the Bay Area studios, here at the Open Mic, no topic is off limits. And of course, you never know who may stop by. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into another fresh, certified episode of the Open Mic Podcast. My name is Brett Allen, and I am your host on this wonderful cruise ship of entertainment. Thank you so much for listening and joining in today for this episode, episode 97. I am super excited about it. Lyris Cross is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. She is the season 16 breakout star of Project Runway, and she is joining us here for an exclusive interview. I am super excited to be able to talk to her. She is fantastic, and she is on the line here. We will get to her in just a quick moment. Again, thanks to everybody who listens and supports the podcast. It just means the absolute world. Crazy to me that we're coming up on episode 100, and we've got more action-packed entertainment for you. And the biggest goal here, well, one of many, is just to bring you fantastic content. And hopefully we have delivered nothing more than perfection for you here on the show. And if you don't follow us on social media, go ahead and do that. It really is an opportunity for you to keep up with us in real time as far as what's going on and that sort of thing. You know, you can see who our guests are, all of that, and you won't miss out on any of that whatsoever. Just head over to Brett's Open Mic on Twitter, at the Open Mic Podcast on Instagram, Brett Allen on Facebook. And that's actually my real Facebook page. You can request me as a friend, and I will be there real and in person. Also, just head over to theopenmicpodcast.net. That's our website, and you can get all of the latest and greatest information about the show, recent episodes, all of those fun things as well. And also, just give us a shout out. Give us a word of encouragement, a question, whatever it is. If you have guest ideas, no matter what, just let us know, and we will definitely respond. There is that for sure. Also, thanks Jeff Weber and his team over at Spades Sunshades for sponsoring the podcast. Again, Christmas is just here, a few weeks away, really. Head over there to spadessunshades.com and use promo code Brett's Open Mic, and I will give you some free shipping on me. Merry Christmas early. Well, let's go ahead and jump in and get into our guest here. Lyris Cross, it is a pleasure to have you here today. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is an honor to talk to you, and you are just coming off the heels of winning Project Runway. My first question is, and this is probably something that a lot of people want to know, how did you get started into modeling and acting for those who may not be familiar with your story?
Well, I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland, and I'm a preacher's kid, actually. Both of my parents are pastors, and I was always interested in fashion and modeling, but of course, they were pretty precautious. And, you know, a lot of times we've never heard the greatest things about, you know, children getting into the fashion or entertainment world. But my father, when he was running for Congress, and he had a photographer who came to the house to do his campaign pictures, brochure. You know how they always take a picture with your family and they take pictures of him. And while the photographer was there, he asked to take some pictures of me by myself. And my parents were like, okay. So they took pictures of me and I was hamming it up. And then he comes back in, you know, maybe like 2 weeks, and he gives me a big print of me by myself in my dad's big chair. And he says, she's really photogenic. You should get her into modeling. And I'm in elementary school at this time, so it was just like, oh my gosh, like, it was like he planted the seed in my mind that I could do it. Like, I have always imagined or dreamed about modeling at a very early age. But when I had this adult who was also a photographer confirm what I felt in my spirit, it felt amazing. And so I always held on to that. I eventually went to a models convention called Models Central America, which is now called Mogul Talent. And I went to the convention in 11th grade. I got callbacks from different agencies, but they wanted me to lose weight. I went back again my 12th grade year and only got one callback from a local agency in my area in Baltimore. And I just said I was going to graduate and move to New York and just maybe pursue commercial modeling because it was more open size-wise. But I ended up coming back, visiting the people at Model Switch America in New York, and they set me up with an appointment to meet with Wilhelmina Models at that time. I went. They offered me a contract that day, and that was to be a part of their plus-size board that I didn't even know that plus modeling existed. Mm-hmm. But I went on to create change and strive and pioneer the way for a lot of what we're seeing today in the modeling industry. And I was Dorothy Combs Models, but it's been an amazing ride. I've done stuff from Lane Bryant, Ashley Stewart, American Vogue, to now Project Runway. So
yes,
it's been amazing.
I want to ask you about that in particular. I have a lot of questions because I watched the season that you were on, mm-hmm. and I just find reality television so intriguing overall. I've talked to a lot of people who have been on the show, or not that show in particular, but just other shows, America's Got mm-hmm. Talent, all of that sort of thing. What I feel like is missed a lot of times is all of the hard work that goes in prior to you arriving there. Do you feel that shows like Project Runway and others really highlight all of the hard work that's gone into it and recognize it? Or is that something that you've just had to talk to people about on your own as you've done interviews and that sort of thing, if that question makes sense?
Well, we have to remember that TV is only giving you anywhere from a half an hour to an hour and a half of what they're shooting, maybe like a week of. So they're trying to put as much as they can to show as many layers and colors of what happened into this small time slot. I think that I appreciate being on a reality show like this because it's opened my brand up to the world even more, so I can do podcasts like yours and magazine interviews and be able to tell my story, so that way people can really know all the work that I've been leading up to all this time. Like, some people saw me on Project Runway and thought like, oh, who's this new model? Not realizing that I've been modeling for over a decade. I started right out of high school. Mm-hmm. So for them to be able to say, oh, now I know who this is, I'm appreciative for it. There is so much that goes into an episode of Project Runway that people don't even realize. There's so much hard work that the designers do. Also, just perseverance with the models and patience. And I really try to take advantage of that situation and use it to my advantage. I also
sure.
wanted to show that plus models could be cast for the same projects that straight size models could, and that we're on the same playing field. So for the whole production for 2.5 months, I wasn't late not one day. Even when we had a 4 a.m. call time, I would sometimes be there half an hour early.
Wow.
I never wanted them to say, like, oh, we can't have these plus girls because they don't take this seriously. That's how dedicated I was to the process. And I grew up watching 90s supermodels. So I watched Siri Mugler shows and, Gianni Versace and Naomi and Cindy and Linda Evangelista. Those are the people I watched growing up. So when I was preparing for Project Runway, I went and just scoured the web and got re-inspired by watching some of those shows, figuring out how I could have my own flair on the runway. And I think a lot of girls didn't realize that they could take their own creative liberties mm-hmm. on the runway. And I just did me, and I never realized how much appreciated, accepted. I'll say one of the good things is because it's a TV show, none of the models can be, we are not allowed to see what the other person is doing because we have to be in line backstage.
Oh, okay.
And you can't see the stage. So none of the girls got to see what I was doing on the runway. I didn't get to see what they were doing on the runway. I just would make up my own thing. And I, you know, like I just went out there and said, okay, how can I show garment best? Because that's what a model does. A model can make the worst, most horrible thing look amazing if you're that great of a model. So to me, I'm always trying to figure out how can I show this garment as best as possible. And that's what I did week in and week out.
Now that you've won and you've got all these new opportunities, it's unbelievable. How do you feel? Like what's going on inside of your head? You just have to absolutely feel so happy and just blessed and all kinds of things.
Well, I mean, I definitely feel blessed. I feel like God is rewarding me for my years of hard work. Almost a year and a half ago, I was ready to quit modeling the same year that I booked Project Runway. So, literally, we started to shoot it May of last year. I was about to quit modeling in February. So, I mean, because I was just tired. I was mentally and emotionally drained. So I'm so glad that this opportunity came around to, like I said, to expand my brand, to give me new life and vigor in this industry. I have been able to speak at conferences at Princeton, at Harvard. I am now also writing a book because so many people were asking me, I just wish I had your confidence, the way you were so confident on Project Runway. So I'm in the editing process right now of my book. My very first book is called Make the World Your Runway, and it'll be available on Amazon, but you can pre-order for a signed copy on my website, which is lirisc.com, LIRISC.com. And I'm excited about it because
yes,
it's just a way for me to pocket all the motivation, knowledge, and runway ideas into a book so every person, male or female, can make the world their runway. Because I'm basically taking attributes that I use to prepare for the runway and give it to, you know, the men and women of the world so they can make the world their runway. Whether it's your poise is important on the runway. But what is your poise when you're going through issues in life? What is your, you know, being punctual, how that affects you bring for a show, your personality, your power, your presence, all of those things add to you being amazing on the runway, but also on the runway of life. So the book is going to be really amazing. Yeah, it's I'm really excited for people to get their hands on it.
Yeah, I want to read it.
Thank you so much. But yeah, with that and just, I'm working with an amazing bridal company. It's called Maggie Sotero. And Maggie Sotero they service over 60 countries for bridal gowns. And they have basically a dress for every love story, for every type of bride out there. And for me to, you know, be a black girl from Baltimore, black plus size girl, to now work for this company that is international and who is really, you know, they have taken me in and embraced me and believe in who I am as a person and as a model. And, I mean, like, they're running ads in The Knot, in Brides Magazine, and they're not saying, like, you know, Maggie Sotero's line for plus size women. They just put the ad out just as a regular bride, you know?
Wow.
I think that is amazing. You know, a lot of times a plus size model could be used for the e-com, but they never have an in-store poster. I'm in the in-store posters, all of that stuff. So they're really making waves. And, you know, it's stuff like this that has found me because of Project Runway. Actually, the person who referred me knew of me because I was from Baltimore and that I had been on Project Runway, but the people at Maggie Tichero didn't even know I was on Project Runway. One of the designers was just like, oh my God, when I walked in, and they told the owner of the company, do you know who that is? That's me on Project Runway. So it was like, they were like, really? They had no clue. But then when I did the bridal market, they saw how, like, all these people who, I mean, shout out to the Project Runway fans. They are, a lot of them are buyers in the bridal market. They flock to me and show me so much love. We take pictures, have conversations. When I do the different bridal markets, they really embrace me, whether it be online or in person. But I want to do more merchandise. I want to, you know, make my own stuff, my own dresses, my own jeans.
Sure.
So I'm working on different stuff. And I also started my own podcast. It's called Lyris Lounge. And I have a big episode coming out soon with Tim Gunn, a two-part episode. It's
yes,
so
that's fantastic. Wow, I love him. He's
you.
Great. He's a dream interviewer for sure. Yeah,
oh,
for
yeah.
sure, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, it's funny that you mentioned that. I wanted to ask you about that. Now, it's been announced that Tim and Heidi are leaving the show. What are your thoughts on that in particular? Do you think it will change things on how it's done, the whole format, all of that sort of thing from your perspective?
Ooh, well.
If you can answer it. I don't know if you can contractually, but.
Oh, no, I can answer. I'm not under contract where I can't speak or anything. I was very surprised, I'll say that, when I saw all the changes happening. I do know that the same production companies that produce Project Runway are not a part of this new version that's going to be at Bravo. So you have a new network, you have a new production team, and you have a new crew except for Nina. And I think it is going to be different. I think it'll be interesting to see the synergy between the new judges and also Christian with the designers, because I believe he's supposed to be the mentor in Tim's place. So I think it'll be interesting. I think they're trying to invite a new viewer or a younger viewer to the show. And well, I guess we'll just have to see how that works out. I definitely wish Tim and Heidi the best on their new show at Bravo. I am so glad that they are still pushing forward and that they're not letting the changes of something like this stop them from, you know, having a voice in the fashion world.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tim is a national treasure.
Yes, I would say so.
I really do. Yeah, I really do. And I never want to miss him on my screen somehow. So I'm so excited for what they're going to do in Amazon. A lot of people have said they wanted me to host the new version of Project Runway, but they have Carly Kloss. But I think it would be pretty amazing if they brought me back as like a guest judge for challenge or something of that sort. But that goes to the Project Runway fan base speaking up about it.
Yes, absolutely.
I haven't announced it yet because a lot of people have been asking me, am I returning as a model? And I'm not. Yeah. So this will be very interesting to watch. You heard it here first. They wanted a all new slate with from models to judges to everything.
Wow.
But like I said, it would be amazing if they brought me in as a guest judge because they just started shooting this new season for season 17. So my thing is the possibilities are endless. Maybe people will hear this podcast and they'll say, you know what, I need to tweet or say something on social media.
There you go.
You know, to the people. Yeah, to the people at Magical Elves. But I'll say this. Some other TV networks are courting me.
That's so great.
Yes, yeah, so you'll be getting your fix of Lear somehow, some way soon.
Wonderful. I love it. Yeah. So what do you feel is key to longevity in this industry of modeling?
The key to longevity in modeling is reinvention. It is being easy to work with. People like it when you're easy to work with, when you show up on time, when you're able to manage personalities, when you're able to produce the product that they need you to, you know, when you're able to get the shots and get them quickly, when you don't complain, when you don't, when you bring your A game consistently, mm-hmm. those are the things that make people book you over and over again. But one of the things that my clients always say, Lear is just a joy to work with, and I'm glad that they feel that way about me because I really love what I do, and I think people feel that when they see me in front of the camera or they see me on the runway. I eat, sleep, and breathe modeling, and I really, really love what I do.
And that comes through, too, I think, in what you do and the way that you present yourself, you conduct yourself, your personal life. It's fantastic, and I think you have paved the way continually for a lot of folks, a lot of women who want to be in this industry, who want to model and to go, hey, this is very possible. You just have to find your niche, you know, and I love that. I love that. What advice would you have to young women, perhaps maybe who want to be a model or get into this industry?
Well, you just said a great point, and that is find your niche within the modeling world. I think sometimes people say they want to model, but they don't know which market they work best in. They aren't getting quality education as well, which is why I had started my Life of a Working Model boot camp, so I could really give quality information to people who wanted to get into the modeling world. But yeah, you have to find your lane. Are you a print model? Are you a commercial print model? Are you an editorial model? Are you a great commercial model, but you're not a runway model? You know, you need to find your lane. Are you using your social media effectively to reach new clients, to advertise yourself? Are you getting great pictures? A lot of times people are doing too much in their pictures. An agency wants to see you almost like a blank canvas, so very natural, soft makeup. So that's one of my things, less is more. So you can shoot in a white T-shirt, V-neck T-shirt, and some jeans or a tank top. You can shoot in a pretty frilly dress. It doesn't have to be a whole lot of things. Less is more. Reaching out to the agencies, going to the open calls, going to the model conventions, all of that stuff. You have to put your best foot forward. And don't overdo it. Less is more. And research, research, research. I think a lot of people at this day, they want everything handed to them on a platter. Mm-hmm. And you still have to research. And really, the research is so much easier now because you have the internet. So instead of sending a message to me or other models out there, Gigi and whoever else, saying, how do I get into modeling? How about you Google, how do I get into modeling? What are some great modeling, or putting something on your Instagram saying, who are some great model coaches or model classes that I can take? There's so much information out there, but you have to, if you really want it, you have to get out there and research and do your best to get the information you need so you can get your foot in the door.
Well, Lyra, thank you so much. And I'm excited to see what's next for you. It has been an absolute delight talking to you.
Thank you so much.
And you're so amazing. And I'm excited. If people want to find you, how can they find you?
But of course, you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lyrisc, which is L-I-R-I-S-C. The C is for my last name, Cross. Cross with an E at the end. But yeah, my tag name, again, for Twitter and Instagram is Lyrisc. L-I-R-I-S-C. Then you can find me on Facebook. I have a public figure page, and I have a personal page where you can follow me there, even though I'm over the friend Max. But they are both under Lyris Cross, which is L-I-R-I-S, last name C-R-O-S-S-E. Follow me there. Any other pages are fake. So,
if it doesn't have the blue check mark, it's not real, right?
Well, I don't have the blue check mark on Facebook, but I do have it on Instagram. And I think there's only one Lyris on Twitter. So find me there. I try to reply to as much people as I can. But I am only one person, because I've had people say, oh, my gosh, you don't speak enough to people here. And I'm like, huh? I'm like, I look at other girls' pages. They never reply to anybody.
No, not at all.
What are you talking about? Yeah, so I try my best to, I mean, that was one of the things. When Project Runway was on, I would live tweet the show. I would interact with fans. I did all that because I just wanted them to feel me. And community is amazing when you're able to, like, really, you know, reach out and touch people, even in the virtual world.
Yes, I agree. Well, Lyris, thank you so much for being on my show today. It's been an honor, and I really appreciate it. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, and make sure you hit my website. Pre-order my book, Make the World Your Runway, at lyrisc.com, L-I-R-I-S-C.com. Thank you so much for having me.
And that brings episode 97 to an end. That's a wrap. Holy cow. Again, thank you, Lyris, for being on the show. It was a lot of fun. Be sure to head over to our website, theopenmicpodcast.net, and to follow us on social media as well. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon. You have a fantastic day.
That brings today's episode to a close. Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed today's episode, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a kind rating and review. It really does help. Until next time, cheers and be well.